So, Papa, this is for my project, and I wanted to talk to you about the differences between today's children and when you were a kid. What was it like growing up for you?
It was very good, very charming. I was very much loved. I was reared by an aunt. She was so kind and good to me, and she helped me, and she just took good care of me. So I had a very good childhood. The children of today is basically the same as the children of yesterday, and maybe slightly different. Now, because of television, they may have more information. Maybe that's the good part of it, but the bad part of it is maybe they spend entirely too much time on the phone and the computer.
So, what did you do for fun? Because we have computers and phones. What did you do in your spare time?
Well, for fun, I played a sport. I went to the movies every Friday night. I went to the movies, and in those days they had serials. You had continuations, so you went one Friday, you went the next Friday. The Long Ranger, and there was a few other ones that you had, and it was very enjoyable, and I loved the movies.
What do you think changed since then?
There's such a tremendous improvement. Let's just say that we're part of what you call an evolution. You know, more has involved a greater culture, the technological explosion. We have all kinds of things that we didn't have in those days. Like, for instance, a very basic thing is air conditioning. We had window fans and attic fans, and really you just had that later on, because then you had little bitty oscillating fans to keep. That's one of the real big differences. And of course, our medical care, I think, is tremendously improved. And, you know, we're in a revolutionary period, and things are still changing, and much of it for the better.
What do you think of modern children? Like, how do they act?
I think they're very bright. They behave, most of them, very well. Some children that were born at the turn of the century, no fathers, so that led to a lot of your crime that you have today. Most children are very well-behaved, they're well-educated, they're well-informed, more so than in my day.
So, do you think it was better back when you were younger, when all the children acted that way, or do you think it's better today, or are they just the same?
Well, you know, children are the same. I think in my day, maybe children had more basic religion than today. It's a more of a secular society today than it was in my time. And so, you know, that's a change. But there's so many more opportunities for children today. And, you know, we just maybe had two or three different types of clothes to wear. And that's one of the real big decisions for a modern child. I mean, what do I put on today? That's one of the... So, and then they have to decide what school to go. After that, then they strive and work and try to get scholarship to college. So anyway, but more depression, more unknowns of what they want to do with their life.
Are there any questions that I didn't ask that I maybe should have?
Yes, there is. And there's one very basic question about young people today. Do they really understand and do they really know their purpose in life? Why were they born? Why were they created? Do they understand all those things? And in understanding those things, it makes life much more enjoyable and much more appreciative of the life you have. So if they don't know their purpose in life, they should spend time learning it.
Thank you for your time today, and bye-bye, podcast.
My name is Roy R. Alvarez.
A proper gentleman of Louisiana.